So Phil Cruz was born the same year as Pan American Health Organization, in the beginning of the 20th century. It's a 115 years old institution and does a lot of research, training, innovation, technology on health. And one of the issues that came up to have Phil Cruz as one of the Pan American Health Organization and World Health Organization collaborating center is the fact that we do a lot of work on environmental health. We do a broad type of work on biodiversity, climate change, sanitation, occupational health, and some other issues. So by 2011, Phil Cruz was designated as Pan American Health Organization Collaborating Center, and right now we are under our second working plan. And in this working plan, the last meeting of the collaborating centers was held in Phil Cruz. That was last November. And it was realized that it would be an interesting idea to have a sort of digital platform to put together the work that the collaborating centers in the American do in environmental health. So Phil Cruz worked a little bit on that, and we discussing with Pan American Health Organization people from Washington, we decided that we should explore some issues that they are on the table, but they are not very strongly being addressed, in the sense that we should take care of them. And these issues are biodiversity and health and urban health. It was mentioned before that the America is the largest area of the world urbanized. And in that, Brazil is the largest urbanized country in Latin America. So we do have a lot of issues that we have to work with, especially the things related to approach health on the governance of the cities. And this is something that we have to build. We have to grow together with this kind of knowledge. And biodiversity, because actually the conference of the parts held in South Korea this year, last month, discussed the issue in between biodiversity and health. So the idea is to have this digital platform working more specifically with these two major issues. So what we are doing now is the way that we want to go through to build this process with the collaborating centers and with the environmental health community in the Americas. The idea that we want to work with is to take advantage of some technological opportunities to materialize the platform. And the idea is to try to work in the sense of web seminars that allow us to be in a better, in a more easiest way to work with in this. So the structure of the web seminar has four parts: an inspirational one, based on the TEDx model. I don't know if some of them know this, but this is a sort of technological process that allows us to exchange communication in a much easier way than do other type of things. We want to put together by April, March next year, the CDB coordinator, which is set in Canada, the UN Habitat people, WHO PAHO, and Fiocruz, to put forward the views that they have about these two issues. The second part, we'd like to have a more traditional seminar, in the sense that we organize working groups to structure the process. And Brazil, in this moment, would like to present some ideas, some progress that we are doing within these two terms that we're working with. And a third part would be this exchange among the collaborating centers in between these two issues, especially talking about the risk factors, social determinants, and also the coordination of the web seminar itself, right? And the fourth part of the web seminar would be gathering together all the information that we could get from these groups. I'm just introduce you three major experience that we are going through them right now in Brazil. The first one is the Information Center on Wildlife Health. This is based in Fiocruz, and it's a virtual center that consolidates knowledge and the proposition of actions and policies that may strengthen the conservation on the Brazilian biodiversity, benefits human beings and all species health, and disseminates best practice for sustainable development. They use a very interesting technology that they are able with this technology that you use in hand to plot some basic informations related to wildlife health related information around the country. So modelings, warnings, and also disease that are occurring in the field. And they put these all together in this center that capture all this information. This is an ongoing process, the work that is has been done. The other one is the Climate Change and Health Monitoring Center. This is the website, and the idea of this monitoring center is to gather information to facilitate analysis of the relationship between climate change and health. The center makes available free of charge through an interactive website a large volume of data, studies, methodologies, and results. This information enables public authorities to alert for and monitor emergencies generated by climate events, besides monitoring long-term trends of environmental and climate change. What is important to say is that everything of this work is public, so you are not charged for anything to work with this information. And the other one is an initiative from the University of Minas Gerais in Belo Horizonte, which is it's a city in the southeast of Brazil, of the Monitoring Center of Urban Health in Belo Horizonte, that gathers knowledge on urban health through scientific research at the individual or community level, aims to understand the social and environmental condition of urban life, facilitate the implementation of specific intervention strategies and public policies, and to provide an empirical basis for determining which urban health interventions work best in a specific context. What we want to work from now to April is with PAHO support is to demand from the collaborating centers to build this framework here that we're going to try to work with surveys of technical, political, regional and international experiences to survey the potential of regional and international partners, the preparation of a working paper on the issue, the impacts, approaches, etc., the functioning of the network and the potential partners, and the projects and public policy solutions. So, trying to build the expected products, the deadline, and the focal points. So, this is the basic idea to try to have this digital platform on biodiversity and urban health built by the mid of the next semester. So thank you very much for the support.
Are there any questions or comments?
Yes.
How do you get that information and how does it get transmitted, you know, to public health and how is there any responders? Maybe get that a little more detail.
Yeah, the few crews belong. The question is if the work that has been shown has links with other institutions from the other fields, right? Like
climate
and health emergency. Yes. The few crews belongs to a network that was built specifically for that. So we have information on climate, on these emergencies, and also about the disease themselves. Like now, right now we are having chikungunya spreads of in the country. We do have dengue and other malaria and other disease that we are able to follow them through this center.
Thank you, Guilherme. Just would like to say, I don't know, about the biodiversity is being discussed now for a convention on biodiversity. And the reason to include health in this discussion, of course, it's a major issue as well. It's related to many of the huge problems we have in public health, including the superbugs and the other issues that the interface, animal and human interface, they are all related to this biodiversity convention. And Fiocruz has one of the persons that are working in Fiocruz participates from Brazil in the discussions of the convention. So that's one of the reasons that, and Guilherme didn't mention it, just to put in the context of the type of work. Of course, we don't have yet the convention like we had the Mercury Convention, but to build it up, to bring the evidence why health should be taken into account when you agree on things, so we need people working on it. And so that's part of the work that Fiocruz, not only Fiocruz, others do that as well, but Fiocruz has this tradition of putting things forward, and I think it was nice to present part of this work here. Thank you. And before, I don't know if there are any other questions, but I would like to make some advertisements. So we have a Barro website. Our information is on the web, our documents, our policy documents. So anyone willing to know more or willing to work with public health in a more international arena, please contact us. And I would, if you're interested in knowing more about information about the countries, we have a publication that has an overview of the situation every 5 years. The last one was in 2012. And it's just, maybe it's just by chance, but our chapter on health, the environment and health security, we start by saying that place matters. That's the way it starts, like this. Place matters. And we discussed the whole thing, how we say place matters for health and for health equity, and discuss all the problems, the major problems we have in the region. It's not a very long chapter because it's concentrated. You have more data from each country than in separated chapters. But if you are interested in knowing why environmental health matters and how we work on this at the local level, national level, and then how we see the connections with the global health and the health security, I think it's a good idea. And we have some material and some bookmarks you can take home, and then you look at the pages, you have more information on that. So, anyone willing to say anything or comments? Okay, thank you very much for joining us in this session, and we hope you're motivated to work with us in the future.